聆听神的话语。这段话记载在阿摩斯书7:7-17节。他又指示我一件事，有一道墙是按准绳建筑的，主手拿准绳站在其上。耶和华对我说，阿摩斯啊，你看见什么？我说，看见准绳。主说，我要吊起准绳在我的以色列中，我必不再宽恕他们。以撒的丘坛必然凄凉，以色列的圣所必然荒废，我必兴起用刀攻击耶罗伯安的家。伯特利的祭司亚玛谢打发人到以色列王耶罗伯安那里说，阿摩斯在以色列家中图谋背叛你，他所说的一切话这国担当不起，因为阿摩斯如此说，耶罗伯安必被刀杀，以色列的民定被掳去离开本地。亚玛谢又对阿摩斯说，你这先见哪，要逃往犹大地区，在那里糊口，在那里说预言，却不要在伯特利再说预言，因为这里有王的圣所，有王的宫殿。阿摩斯对亚玛谢说，我原不是先知，也不是先知的门徒，我是牧人，又是修理桑树的。耶和华选召我，使我不跟从羊群，对我说，你去向我民以色列说预言。亚玛谢啊，现在你要听耶和华的话，你说不要向以色列说预言，也不要向以撒家低下预言。所以耶和华如此说，你的妻子必在城中做妓女，你的儿女必倒在刀下，你的地必有人用绳子量了分取，你自己必死在污秽之地，以色列民定被掳去离开本地。感谢主。
Good morning.
Good morning.
God. I don't know if you're sick of me yet. I feel like I've been here, or you've seen me more than, I think, twice in a month and a half, so I don't know if you're sick of me yet.
你在一个半月之内见过我有两次，在大家记得厌烦吗？
I'm happy to be here.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
我很高兴跟你们在一起。
And I trust thatEdmund's translation of my sermon will be better than the English version.
我还有信心 Edmund 的翻译比你讲到更好。
I don't know what he said, but I already know he's funny.
我不知道他说什么，他是太搞笑。
Why don't we continue with prayer?
我们继续之前，我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you that you are with us.
感谢主，你跟我们在一起。
We thank you that you are here.
我感到你在我们中间。
And that even though we come with different things on our hearts and on our minds,
虽然我们心里面想到不同的事,
we can come and lay them all at your feet.
我们可以全部放在脚下。
And we can worship you because you alone are worthy.
我们可以一同来敬拜你，因为是你我们的主。
So Lord, we ask that you would speak here in this place.
求主的今天向我们在中间来说话。
That you would speak through Edmund and myself.
通过我跟 Edmund 来跟我们说话。
And that the words that we speak would not be our words, but would be your words.
所以我们讲的不是我们的话语，是你的话语。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Ever find yourself asking God for something?
有没有曾经向神祷告要求什么呢？
And not quite getting the answer that you expected?
但是说得到的回应不是你所希望的。
I know every time that I pray for patience,
我知道我每一次要求那个忍耐。
God always sends someone or something difficult into my life.
神每一次都差一个人那个难处理的人难处理的事到我生命当中。
When I pray, I'm hoping that God will snap his fingers and give me patience.
当我要祷告的时候，我就神就探子，我就给我有忍耐。
But it never seems to work that way.
那从来没有可以如愿的。
God teaches me patience by making me deal with people or things that are difficult.
神要教导我忍耐，就要遇到难处理的人，难处理的事。
Even though that's not what I'm hoping for.
不是我要求的。
it seems most times when I get a positive response. It seems more when I get a positive response.
每一次都有得到正面的回应的时候。
It's quite different from what I was hoping for.
是跟我所期盼的相反。
I think this was the case for Amaziah.
跟那个亚玛谢的情况一样。
Scholars believe that he's the high priest in the temple in Bethel.
学界因为他是过的利那时候的圣所的大祭司。
And as a high priest in the temple, it's probably safe to assume that Amaziah was praying for God to step in and help the Israelites.
作为一个圣所的大祭司，你可以知道他会为以色列祷告。
But the response that Amaziah gets is different from what he hoped for.
但是亚玛谢所得到的回应跟他所期盼的不同。
From his response to Amos's words,
你从跟他那个阿摩斯的对话当中所知道了。
It seems that Amaziah had been praying for God to come and save the Israelites.
你知道这个亚玛谢的祷告，希望神来拯救以色列。
For God to make everything well.
希望神将万事归回好。
And to restore Israel to their former glory.
将以色列恢复以前的荣耀。
And why not?
那为什么不要呢？
I think when most of us pray for God to intervene,We expect something similar from God.
我们一次求神来介入我们的生命，我都希望神给我们好处。
I think a lot of times we want God to step in and fix things for us.
我想我们常常要求神带我的生命当中来受补不好的事。
I think that's kind of the dream world that Amaziah lived in.
这个就是亚玛谢所梦想以求的。
So when Amos comes and his prophecy speaks of destruction.
当阿摩斯来到要谈到要毁灭的预言的时候
，Amaziah can't accept the reality.
亚玛谢不能够接受这个现实。
This is the third of Amos's five visions that started at the beginning of chapter 7.
第七章的提到阿摩斯有三个异象，这个是第三个。
Compared to the first two visions, this one starts off a little nicer.
跟比较第二个意象，第三个意象开始是比较好的。
Amos says in verse 7, This is what he showed me. The Lord was standing by a wall that had been built true to plumb, with a plumb line in his hand.
阿摩斯的就第七节就说，他要指示我一件事，一道墙是按准绳建筑的，主守了准绳，站在其上。
It starts as a much friendlier vision than the first two.
跟比较低头两个意象的这个开始比较友善。
Amos saw the Lord standing by a wall with a plumb line.
阿摩斯看到主在那个墙边守了一个准绳。
His vision includes God, a wall, and a plumb line. That's not a bad vision.
他的意象就是包括神、墙、准绳。这个是不太差的意象。
In the first vision, Amos saw the land devastated by locusts.
第一个意象是让阿摩斯看见那个地被蝗虫所困扰。
In the second one, he saw the land devastated by fire.
第二意象是看见火毁灭这个大地。
But in this vision, he sees the Lord.
在第三个意象是看见主。
But what he hears is the hard part.
他是说他所听的就是难听的一部分。
The Lord says in verse 8 and 9, Look, I am setting a plumb line among my people Israel. I will spare them no longer. The high places of Isaac will be destroyed, and the sanctuaries of Israel will be ruined. With my sword, I will rise against the house of Jeroboam.
第八跟第九节就说，耶和华对我说，阿摩斯啊，你看见什么？我说我看见准绳。主说：“我要调集准绳在我民以色列中，我必不再宽恕他们。以撒的秋坛必人凄凉，以色列的圣所必人荒废。我必兴起，用刀攻击耶罗波安的家。”
If you're like me, you have no idea what a plumb line is.
如果跟我一样，你不知道那个准绳是什么一回事。
I had to look it up on Google to find out.
我要再看了谷歌才知道是什么。
A plumb line is used to find a vertical straight line.
那个准绳就可以 知道什么是垂直的线。
So what God showed Amos was the Lord testing a wall that had been built upright and straight.
所以亚摩斯看见的就是主要试验曾经是用准绳盖的一栋墙是不是垂直。
The wall passed God's plumb line test.
那个墙是经过神准绳的测试是合格的。
What Amos heard next was that God was going to use that plumb line to measure Israel.
跟着亚摩斯就听到主要用的准绳来试验以色列。
To see how upright and straight Israel is.
来看以色列是不是一个垂直的正直的。
We don't know how bad they were, but it's safe to assume that Israel was far from being upright and straight.
我们这结果是有多坏，但是可以知道那个结果是不好的。
So far from being plumb that God's judgment is to destroy them.
那个垂直的那个通过垂直的试验，就有神对他们的审判。
Their sanctuary's ruined.
圣所被弃凉。
And the sword taken to the house of Jeroboam the king.
还有用刀攻击耶罗波安的家。
It's a deadly message.
这个是致命的那个信使。
But it comes because the reality is Israel had fallen far from God.
但是以色列面临这样，就是因为他们是离开神。
They were not what they were meant to be.
他们不是神要求他们的。
They were God's covenant people.
他们原是神跟神立约的民。
They were supposed to be in close relationship with him.
他们应该跟神有很好密切的关系。
But they turned away to idols.
但是转向拜那个偶像。
And fallen short of God's standard.
跟神的标准远远差别。
And God's the vision that God gives Amos is one of judgment.
神给亚摩斯的意象就是这个审判的意象。
We can assume Amos went and told the Israelites.
你要知道亚摩斯就去告诉以色列人。
Yet the people are so wicked, they have no intention of repenting.
但是那些百姓罪恶太多了，他们没有意图去聆听亚摩斯的。
Repentance is probably the furthest thing from their minds.
在他们的所想的完全没有悔罪的意思。
Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, doesn't want to accept what he's heard from Amos.
伯特利的祭司听到阿摩斯所说的，但是不愿意接受。
So he sends a message to King Jeroboam.
所以他就对耶罗波安王送了信息。
Verses 10 and 11 tell us, Amos is raising a conspiracy against you in the very heart of Israel. The land cannot bear all his words, for this is what Amos is saying. Jeroboam will die by the sword, and Israel will surely go into exile away from their native land.
然后第十节就那个亚玛谢就说，阿摩斯在以色列家中图谋背叛你，你所说的一切话结果担当不起，因为阿摩斯如此说，耶罗波安必被暴杀，以色列民并被掳去离开本地。
Amaziah's message to Jeroboam is interesting.
那个亚玛谢对耶罗波安王的信使是很有趣的。
It's not quite what God said to Amos.
是跟神对阿摩斯所讲的话有点不同。
But it's not entirely wrong either.
但也不是完全错。
First, Amaziah changes the order.
首先就是亚玛谢所讲的话跟原来的话继续不同。
The last of the judgments that God spoke was, "With my sword, I will raise against the house of Jeroboam."
神所宣判的审判，最后一段就是用刀来对耶罗波安王对付耶罗波安王。
But Amaziah's words, the first thing he says is, "Jeroboam will die by the sword."
在从亚马谢的口中，这个是变成是第一句话。
Amaziah wants to get Jeroboam's attention so that Jeroboam will do something.
因为亚马谢需要耶罗波安王聆听他，所以就这样继续改变了。
Amaziah doesn't want to hear about how sinful Israel is.
亚马谢不想讲 以色列民怎么样犯罪。
He doesn't want to hear how far they've fallen from God.
也不愿意谈到他们的百姓怎么样离开神，远离神。
He wants Jeroboam to silence Amos.
他要耶罗波安王领导要我是不加讲。
Amaziah apparently doesn't think that Israel is that bad.
亚玛谢好像觉得以色列民到底不是太坏。
If he realized how bad Israel was and how far they were from God,
如果他真的知道了百姓离开神那么远那么罪恶，
as the priest, he would have led the people to repent.
作为祭司，他会带领他们去悔改。
But in Amaziah's mind, Israel isn't that bad.
但是在亚玛谢的心中，他认为是以色列民不是太坏啊。
He doesn't think Israel deserves what Amos has said.
他不觉得以色列那个百姓不应当受到那种审判。
He doesn't even think Israel needs to repent.
他更不觉得百姓应该悔改。
The difference between the Israelites and the Ninevites in Jonah is remarkable.
这个当时的以色列民跟尼尼微那时候的人就和很大的对比。
When Jonah proclaimed God's judgment to the Ninevites,
当约拿对尼尼微城宣告神对他们的审判的时候，
to pagans who didn't even believe in the true God,
他们是不信的，不相信那个真神的人。
The Ninevites heard God's word and believed, and they started fasting.
但是呢，尼尼微的人听到那个审判就相信，他们开始进食。
The king of Nineveh heard, and he took off his royal robes.
尼尼微的王听到之后，就在那皇服，脱下
，put on sackcloth and sat in dust，
穿着麻衣，坐在尘埃当中。
And he declares that everyone in Nineveh needs to call upon the Lord。
他的宣告说，尼尼微的人要向神呼求。
They heard and they believed and they repented。
他们听到，相信就悔改。
Yet Amaziah, the high priest of the temple of Bethel,
他是这个亚玛谢就伯特利圣所的祭司
，a Jew,
是一个犹太人
，one of God's chosen people,
神选民当中一人
，and the Israelites still are in their own little fantasy world.
但是好像以色列民一样，在他们那个的狂想的世界里面
，they don't think they're that bad.
他们认为他们不是太坏啊。
They don't think they need to repent.
他们不认为他们需要悔改。
They don't think they need to turn from the idols they've been chasing.
不认为他们应要离开他们所拜的偶像。
And maybe by their standards, they weren't that bad.
也许根据他们的标准，他不一定是很坏。
Maybe by the world standards, they weren't that bad.
根据当时世界的标准，也不是很坏。
But God's using His standard.
但是神是用他的标准。
And by God's standards, they're far from good.
以神的标准，他们是远远离开他。
Yet, the thing is, as bad as Israel is,
但是是不是好像以色列民那么坏？
God wasn't sending Amos to them to make them feel bad about themselves.
神差亚摩斯去，不是要。他那百姓感到不好。
Even as God is pronouncing judgment on Israel,
就是当神要对那百姓宣告那个审判的时候
，He still calls them my people Israel.
他要称他们是我的民以色列民。
God was sending Amos to give the Israelites another chance to repent and turn back to Him.
他差亚摩斯给他那个百姓有一次多一次机会。
He wanted his people to come back to him.
他希望他的民回到他那里。
To be his covenant people again.
在成为跟他立约的民。
To live by his standard.
用根据他的标准来生活。
Because God still loves them and wants them back.
因为神仍然爱他们，希望他们回转。
But they're too content living in their own little world.
但是他们太满足。活在他们原来的世界里面。
They don't realize they need to repent and come back to the Lord.
他们没有想到他们需要悔改回到神那里。
So instead of repenting, Amaziah wants to get rid of Amos.
他们不悔改，要更要要将那个阿摩斯的除掉。
Because Amaziah wants a God who will fix everything.
因为，亚玛谢就因为神是可以将不好的事变成好的。
Amaziah wants a God who will leave them alone to do whatever they want.
亚玛谢就是哪种人？就是希望神任他去任意妄为的。
Amaziah wants a God who will not pick on them but leave them alone.
他需要一个神，就是不要处处要挑剔他，让他随自己的心意来做事。
Yet still protect them because they are His covenant people.
但同时要需要这个神来保护他们。
But Amaziah needs something else.
但是亚玛谢需要另外一件东西。
God knows that the Israelites are so far from Him that they need something else.
神知道这个以色列民离开他们太远了，知道他们需要另外一件事。
They need a wake-up call to bring them back to Him.
他需要被摇醒回到他那里。
Sometimes I shake my head and wonder how could Amaziah be so stupid?
有时我就摇头说为什么亚玛谢那么愚蠢。
But then sometimes I wonder, are we really any different from Amaziah?
但是你想想，我们跟那个亚玛谢有没有很大的分别呢？
Don't we want God to fix our lives?
我们要是跟他，不是跟他一样，要神将我的生命不好的东西变成好吗？
Don't we want God to make life easy for us?
我们要不是想我们神到我们的生命，要让我们万事顺利吗？
Don't we want God to get rid of all the pain and the suffering?
我们是不是想神将我们生命当中的痛苦除掉吗？
Don't we want God to snap His fingers and give us patience and give us love?
我们是要神弹指就变使我们变成是有忍耐的人吗？
Don't we want to do what we want most of the time and then give to God the leftovers that we have?
我们要不是神要求神给我们最好的东西，让我们用剩余的才归给神。
Maybe we're not that different from Amaziah.
有可能我们跟亚玛谢没有很大的分别。
But maybe it's a good thing, or it is a good thing that God gives us what we need instead of what we want.
也是神给我们所需要的，不是我们要求的，这其实一个好事。
We want a nice, comfortable, easy life.
我们需要很舒服的顺利的生活。
But the Father has given us His Son instead.
但是天父反而给我们他的儿子。
He never promised a nice, comfortable life.
他从来没有应许我们的生活是舒适顺利的。
But He did promise a life with Him.
但是他答应我们是跟他一同生活。
We want things to be comfortable.
我们想我们的生活是舒适的。
Yet God knows that we need His forgiveness.
但是神知道我们需要他的赦免。
And so He forgives us and calls us to repentance.
所以他是原谅我们，要我们的悔改。
He doesn't want us to keep doing the things that we've been doing.
他们都不想我们是继续我们以前所做的事。
He wants us to know His grace and have that grace change our lives.
他们希望我们是认识他对我们的恩典，靠着恩典来过生活。
Christian writer Oswald Chambers says,
那个 Christian Chambers 那个基督徒的作家，
The bedrock of Christianity is repentance, but repentance can only happen when we understand how just and holy God is.Because if we only see God as a loving, doting grandfather who lets us do anything we want, there's no reason to repent, to turn from our sin.
基督教的基石就是悔改，因为只要悔改，我们就会明白神是公义、圣洁的神。因为我们单以为神是一个单是个溺爱的主父，论我们随意妄为的话，我们永远没有理由去悔改，没有需要离开罪恶。
We may want to do our own thing.
我们也可能希望我们做我们心意的事。
But God knows we need to turn to Him.
但神知道我们需要归向他。
We need His grace.
我们需要他的恩典。
And we need to repent.
我们需要悔改。
We need to turn from making ourselves God.
我们要跟将自己变成神来想法改变。
And making God God of all of our lives.
将神变成是我们全人的神。
God of every part of our lives.
将神变成我们生命每一方面的神。
Not just the parts that are convenient.
不单是哪一方面我们方便的。
Not just the parts that are easy for us to give to Him.
不单是哪一些我们容易归向神的那部分。
But God of every single piece of our lives.
就是我们生命每一部分都是应该归向神。
God knows that what we want is very different from what we need.
神知道我们所要求的跟我们所需要的有很大的分别。
And that's why He sent His Son for us.
所以他就是差派他的儿子给我们。
To bring us back to Him.
将我们再带回他的身边。
Because we need Him.
因为我们需要他。
Let's pray.
请我们祷告。
Lord, it's so easy for us to confuse what we need with what we want.
主很容易忘着会混乱我们需要跟我们要求的是一样的。
We want to be comfortable.
我们需要安逸。
We want life to be easy.
我们需要生命是顺利。
We want you to snap your fingers and take care of everything.
我们希望你探知着将我们一切的事都变好。
But you know that we need so much more than that.
但是你知道我们所需要的比这些是更多。
So Lord, remind us of how much we need you.
主提醒我们这是多么需要你。
Every day, remind us how we need to turn to you.
求你每一天都提醒我们，我们需要将要归向你。
And remind us of what you have given up for us.
提醒我们你对你给我们也是什么。怎么样的?
So Lord, we thank you.
主，我们现在多谢你。
We praise you.
我们赞美你。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.